views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, y'all, and welcome to Free Fire Radio. I just thought I'd change it up a little bit. Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Then it'll be in a little bit. Today, the 20th of September. And why is this day important?
I don't know, Carl.
Okay, then I won't pay you today.
Oh, it's payday.
Well, not for everybody. We'll talk about it. Yours is directly linked to the archives. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Well, you'll find out today.
Okay.
It's a private joke between Liam and I. 7:05 in the morning, and news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's here, as we know, with the weather. And I can see the blush from here.
Okay. The weather. we're going to have a high of 88 today, a low of 60 tonight. Thursday, tomorrow, we have a high of 81. We do have a fire watch, or a fire weather watch, in fact, tomorrow night through Thursday. We're going to start cooling off near the end of the week, with Saturday having a high of 79. Sunday, a high of 73. And then next Monday and Tuesday having highs around 73 and 74.
Are you getting on your report here that it's a possibility of showers? Did you see it? They're saying on Sunday night a slight chance of showers, and Monday and Tuesday showers likely.
Oh,
whoa.
Look at that.
We're back, guys.
We are back.
Okay.
That's exciting.
Oh, it is. But it's going to be a beautiful weekend. So lots of stuff to do.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be talking about that this week. The weather report is always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned business out of Anderson. And propane all comes out of these big tanks down south someplace. So it comes down to the customer service because all the propane's the same. And it's the customer service over at Shasta Gas Propane which has helped them to thrive and succeed. It's a veteran-owned business. It's locally owned. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans. They take care of their customers. They treat their customers as friends. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. Okay. Russell Brand. Is it Brand or Brands?
Brand. It's Brand.
Okay. I don't particularly like his form of comedy and things he says. And if you don't know who he is, he's a comedian. I think he's British. Been in, several movies. And like I said, I'm not crazy about his comments. He's kind of a me first generation kind of person. But he was accused of sexual assault and rape by a number of women over the last week. 10 days.
Oh wow!
And the thing about it is of course the charges are horrible, repulsive. That the women said that he, lured them back into his room and raped them essentially. But they're just accusations. Now, don't go crazy out there. The results though of those accusations was that his comedy tour was canceled and YouTube took him off. And he's had, I guess, millions of followers on YouTube. And it's a way to monetize your life, right? You're the YouTube expert. You get a lot of people following on YouTube. And
If he was using YouTube, yeah, that was probably.
But I'm sure it was probably other things. But YouTube is the one that pops up into my mind. And so YouTube suspended him. Now, here's my problem with the whole thing. As abhorrent as the charges are, it hasn't even gone to court. They've charged him. The girls have alleged this has happened. He has not been arrested. There has not been an investigation. It would be like somebody telling me that you did something. Oh, he came to my house and he robbed my house. And me just firing you because of what they said.
Yeah.
There's been no court case. There's been no charges, none of that. And the charges are, of course, horrible. But there's been nothing but allegations, or the allegations against him, I should say, not the charges. The allegations against him have been horrible. So he loses his job, his livelihood, because of allegations. How many times have we seen allegations in the past that have gone nowhere?
Many a time.
Many times. And so here's my thought, and it's not even him. But it's his condemnation. If somebody says something, alleges something, people lose their jobs. People lose their livelihood. People's reputations are ruined. And then no facts. Doesn't hold up in court. Now, this may. But they're just allegations now. And that bothers me that you can do this to a public person or to a non-public person and say these things. And then their lives are essentially ruined because of that. The guy that was in, Kevin Spacey, who has already got enough problems, but was charged with sexual assault by this guy. After, you know, he thought, you know, that and a couple other things, he was taken off the house of cards and all that. It finally came to court and he was found not guilty. But his life's gone now. Now, I'm not saying he didn't do other things, but then he came out as gay, which kind of made sense because he was in gay bars and people allegedly said he allegedly groped him and everything. But it was just on allegations. So, like I said, I don't care that much about Russell Brand. But I do care about people losing their jobs because of allegations. And that YouTube, which is a huge, huge, huge company making hundreds of millions of dollars, arbitrarily cancels him off because of an allegation. Watched a movie last night called Linda and I watched it last night. It's called The Covenant. With Jake Gyllenhaal?
I'm not sure. I haven't seen it.
No, but you've seen the actor. He's been in a lot of things. Gyllenhaal. He's got a sister also that's an actor. Anyway, the story is he's in a team. He's in a spec op team in Afghanistan. And they have a translator, interpreter assigned to him. And their job was to go out and find IED-making factories. He, in the course of this, he's wounded, gets hit in the head, can't walk, he's unconscious. And his translator, his interpreter, pushes him through 100 kilometers of enemy territory, carries him, drags him, gets a cart, pushes him through. And he's rescued. Well, the Taliban aren't real happy about this. Anyway, they medevac him out. And it was during the time frame that where we evacuated out of Afghanistan and left all those people there, thousands of people who helped us. And when the Taliban took over, they started hunting them. And how He couldn't sleep at night. It was a hook in him that he said, I can't just leave him there, his wife and his child. Anyway, that's what the story's about. It's not a true story, but you can see this happening because of what we did, we being the president of the United States. Did we need to pull out of Afghanistan? Yes. Did we need to rescue the people that had helped us? Because the Taliban has killed over 300 that they know of, and thousands are missing. People are hiding from the Taliban to avoid being murdered. Now, it wasn't a political movie, but at the end, those are just the statistics. It didn't say how we pulled out, what a debacle that was. But we left these people there that we had promised to give visas to get them to the United States for helping us and putting their lives on the line. And we left them. Biden left them there.
That's terrible.
It is terrible.
It's disgusting.
And we lost 13 service people there, 11 Marines, a sailor and a soldier were killed there. And nobody has ever gotten in trouble for the way it was handled. Biden beat on his chest and, oh, it was the largest airlift. Yeah, but you left thousands. But this kind of drove it home. When you see something like this, they'd been promised a visa, and it just drug on and drug on and drug on. And so then during this incident when he left, they couldn't get out, and the Taliban were hunting him from town to town because he had helped the American. And like I said, this is not a true story, but you could see it happening. If they helped the Americans, because the Taliban are not loved universally in Afghanistan. It's a very small organization when you look at it size-wise, but they're ruthless and they will murder in a heartbeat. And people are scared and they just leave me alone. Anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, which is not a bad organization. It's a great organization. It's locally owned, local board of directors, locally operated, hometown bank here. Cornerstone Community Bank, been in the business 16 years, been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. For more information, go to bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
What's more disappointing than wanting a fresh cup of coffee and ending up purchasing the bottom of the pot? At Kent's Weekly Groceries, they've solved that problem with their new bean-to-cup freshly brewed coffee, hot or cold any time of the day. It's freshly ground and brewed on demand to your preference. Just one of the many specialty items available every day at Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli, where you'll find USDA choice meats, fresh produce, snack sticks, sandwiches, salads, side dishes, and so much more every day of the week. Served up with old-fashioned friendly service second to none. At Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
The elders of our community, men and women who've led commendable lives. After working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country. Many find their safety and well-being is at risk. They risk losing their health, independence, and becoming vulnerable to many forms of abuse. The good news is we can all make a difference. Shining Care presents Lunch and Learn, September 25th in Reading and 26th in Anderson. Enjoy a complimentary lunch while you learn from the experts. Hear about and participate in the planning for California's Master Plan for Aging, Long-Term Care Planning. Get education on Medicare fraud through Senior Medicare Patrol. And hear the pros and cons about choosing your Medicare Advantage plan. It's Shining Care in partnership with Disability Action Center, PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, Life on Medicare, Sherry Duff, and PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, HICAP. Free registration is at shiningcare.org/events or call 530-232-5543.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, We've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hey NorCal, Preston Sharp here. I believe we should honor veterans every day, and I've honored veterans in all 50 states, but I'm not done. I want to honor veterans in Normandy next year on the 80th anniversary of D-Day, but I need your help. I'm having a fundraising dinner September 30th at the Anderson VFW. I'm hoping to sell tickets and gather raffle prizes. If you can help, please go to PrestonSharp.net. I hope to see you there. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6. There will be gun giveaways, live auction, and games. That's PrestonSharp.net or call 530-515-3825.
Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Streaming all over the world at KCNR1460.com. That means Liam, no matter where you are, I will find you. Hey, buddy. You ever been to a wedding where the groom or the bride smashes cake in the other one's face?
No, but I don't think.
Okay.
No.
I've seen that. And Linda and I, when we got married, neither one of us are all for that. You know, where somebody's mm-hmm. taking a bite and you push their face down in it, or you take it and you just wipe it over their face.
Yeah.
Well, a bride, a couple months ago, getting married, she said it was a perfect wedding. But I told him, do not smash cake in my face. I don't like it. It happened to me before, and I got a cut on my head from a decoration. Not a wedding cake, but a birthday cake.
Yeah.
I don't like it. It just, please don't do it. I'm real serious about this. Well, come wedding day, sure enough, he smashes cake into her face. She leaves the wedding.
Oh, wow.
Leaves the wedding.
Oh, my God.
People are trying to get her to stay. No, say, no. No, we had agreed on this, and he smashed cake in my face. Even though that, you know, he had shown her, oh, look how funny this is, people getting cake smashed in your face. I don't understand the concept. But here's the bigger thing. They talked about it beforehand, and she had told him real clear. So then this went out on Reddit, on this subreddit, where people can say, can vote on things. Was I wrong in leaving? Well, 31,000 people didn't think so because they had already talked about it and this was your day. Now, other people were saying, if you lose it over this, wait till something really big happens. Wedding cake experts chimed in. The couple should have many preemptive conversations about logistics and preferences before the big day. How to cut and feed the cake to each other is absolutely one of them. We did that. We used my Marine Corps sword. Cut it. Patty Bay, you know, Dr. Bay, made the cake. Wow. Can she make cakes? She still does. If both parties agree to smash cake in each other's faces, they can incorporate that into the tradition, but that would be an issue. People who try to surprise a partner with cake smash put themselves at risk of upsetting their significant other and causing harm to their relationship. What would you do? I mean, if, you know, if and when you ever get married, even though people of your age say they shouldn't get married, you know, they do these polls. Oh, no, we just believe in open marriages. We just stay together. Anyway, what would you do if you'd said, honey, I don't believe in this cake smash, and then she smashed it in your face?
Well, I mean, like, you don't want to make a scene, right? Like,
you're establishing dominance right there, buddy. Let me tell you that right now. One of you is establishing dominance.
That's true. But I'm not going to make a scene.
Yeah.
Then, you know.
That's right. So afterwards, would you like Thumper? Hey, my turn. And you hit her with the cake. You know, just get her down and force cake all over her face and down her throat. Yeah, you want to play? You'd do that, right?
If that's what I needed to do.
You know what? How frustrating it is.
Oh, yeah, no, it'd be extremely.
No, it really is, because I can, you've made this arrangement, you've made this agreement, and then they break the agreement on your wedding day. What other agreements? How can you not think? What other agreements are they not going to live up to that they said they were?
It's true.
I know. To me, it's kind of indicative.
But, you know, you would know that beforehand. You know what I mean?
You would think so.
You would.
One's wedding day should not be the time to toughen up one's brand new spouse. For most couples, trying to humiliate one another in an attempt to go viral on that one day that they are supposedly declaring their love for each other forever is a giant red flag, somebody said.
Yeah.
Others said, hey, you know what? You need to man up here, or woman up. Women are tougher. Why is everyone who comes here incapable of being a good sport? You blew up your life because you couldn't smash him cake back in his face? Overdramatic. Laugh it off. Talk about it after the wedding. All it takes is one cake to the face. I don't want to be there when things actually get tough. But I think that they missed the point.
They missed the point that it
they
was
really
talked about beforehand.
It was talked about before.
Yeah.
I've seen these. And, you know, I think it looks like in some of them it's all planned. They're going to do it. You know, hey, I'm going to smash your face. Well, I'm going to smash your face too, you know. Or they throw cake at each other.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I guess it's better than doing other things. Like consummating the wedding on the head table when everybody was there. Now, I have to say, smashing, kicking each other's faces is probably better than that. You know that word, right?
Consummate?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like to, like, wed.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's like having your wedding night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
On the head table. And I mean, see, it's smashing cake. If you really felt like you needed to make a statement, smashing cake is like that. Sorry. One of them says, I think stunts like this are annulment worthy. It's just, when I've been reading this thing for like 3 or 4 days, you know, just the headlines for 3 or 4 days. And I thought about it, you know, about that. If you and your wife, I mean, before you get married, you should have some conversations about what life's going to be like.
Yeah.
And to your best ability, you want to live up to those expectations. I will not make huge decisions that impact on both of us without us talking to each other.
Yeah.
I will not buy a horse. Just period. That was something we never discussed when we got married. We didn't think that was coming. But all these things. I will live on a budget. And I'll try to live on a budget. And those things. But you should have these, and if you agree on these things that we're going to live this kind of lifestyle, we're going to love each other and support each other and all these things, shall not stray, all those, won't lie to you. Those are all important things you get before the marriage. I mean, you've talked about them.
Yeah.
Linda and I wrote for 6 months while I was in Iraq. Every one of those emails, not every one of them, but a lot of those emails had a list of 5 or 6 questions.
Yeah.
I mean, we hadn't even held hands at that point. We were just writing to each other, get to know each other. And you could answer those questions. We answered those questions honestly, without trying to shield anything, because you want to know the other person. And if something comes out of those questions that's a deal breaker, then let it be while I'm in Iraq and she's 6,000 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
There was no deal breakers, obviously. But those are things that you really need to sit down and talk about. And if this obviously meant something to the bride, and it wasn't one of these, oh, by the way, it was like, don't do that. What else is he going to do? That would be in the – or what if she did it to you and you didn't want that to happen? Now you got cake over your face, everybody's laughing, and all you're thinking about is you said you weren't going to do that.
Yeah.
What other things mm-hmm. have you told me you're not going to do that you're going to do
yeah.
on impulse or that you had it planned the whole time? Just over a damn wedding cake. But it makes you think about relationships and where you are. And it's never too late to sit down and say, okay, this year, this is what we're going to do. You agree together on the direction you're going. Okay, enough marriage counseling. And by the way, if you call me at 530-605-4567, you can set up an appointment to come in here, and I'll be more than happy to help you with relationship advice. I'm not afraid of marriage. Done it a couple of times. And I've learned a lot. I've made a lot of mistakes, my friends. I am full of good information now. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackman, 605-4567. Hey, Carl, can we come in and we can talk about our marriage? Absolutely. Be glad to give help. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst. What a great guy. I really like Jeff. He's a veteran. Even if he wasn't a veteran, I'd like him. He's just that kind of guy. And he does wonderful work on your windshield, whether it's a small chip or large crack, he can fix it. Mimi Mosley went down there. She's in fact, a couple times she's gone down there. But this time she wrote us a letter or an email saying what great service it was, that he's a pleasure to work with, all of these things. And it's absolutely true. Jeff Wurst. If you're not sure if your windshield needs to be repaired, just take it on down to 3208 South Market Street. Or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment for a free inspection and analysis. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back.
What's more disappointing than wanting a fresh cup of coffee and ending up purchasing the bottom of the pot? At Kent's Weekly Groceries, they've solved that problem with their new bean-to-cup freshly brewed coffee. Hot or cold, any time of the day. It's freshly ground and brewed on demand to your preference. Just one of the many specialty items available every day at Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli, where you'll find USDA choice meats, fresh produce, snack sticks, sandwiches, salads, side dishes, and so much more every day of the week. Served up with old-fashioned friendly service second to none. At Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport.
Fire up those taste buds, because Wind River Resort and Casino is teaming up with Friends of Whiskeytown to bring you the first annual
Beans and Brew.
Enjoy tastings of local chili recipes in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Saturday, October 21st. And vote for your favorite Beans and Brew. 50% of all proceeds will go to Friends of Whiskeytown. Tickets for this tasty event are just $20 plus fees. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
The elders of our community, men and women who've led commendable lives. After working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country, many find their safety and well-being is at risk. They risk losing their health, independence, and becoming vulnerable to many forms of abuse. The good news is we can all make a difference.
Shiny Care presents Lunch and Learn, September 25th in Reading and 26th in Anderson. Enjoy a complimentary lunch while you learn from the experts. Hear about and participate in the planning for California's Master Plan for Aging, Long-Term Care Planning. Get education on Medicare fraud through Senior Medicare Patrol. And hear the pros and cons about choosing your Medicare Advantage plan. It's Shining Care in partnership with Disability Action Center, PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, Life on Medicare, Sherry Duff, and PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, HICAP. Free registration is at shiningcare.org/events or call 530-232-5543.
Hey, NorCal. Preston Sharp here. I believe we should honor veterans every day, and I've honored veterans in all 50 states, but I'm not done. I want to honor veterans in Normandy next year on the 80th anniversary of D-Day, but I need your help. I'm having a fundraising dinner September 30th at the Anderson VFW. I'm hoping to sell tickets and gather raffle prizes. If you can help, please go to PrestonSharp.net. I hope to see you there. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6. There will be gun giveaways, live auction, and games. That's PrestonSharp.net or call 530-515-3825.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Your Talk Radio with Carl Lindbot. Lynn will be in a little bit. At 7:35 on the 20th of September, it's going to be a beautiful day. And I'm here with Linda Kent and George Winship, and they are here to talk about the Veterans Home. And I just love having you all on to talk about the Veterans
Home. Well, thanks for having us. We appreciate it. And we're not just here to talk about the home. We're the cemetery and just the overall group that's involved with this. Right, George?
That's correct.
And it is, because you all are on the board out there. I was trying to appear in front of the board but got the time wrong, but you let us put the new Marine Corps Memorial up there, out there at the cemetery, as soon as we get it all together. Mm-hmm. We've got most of it together, and we're bidding it out, so we should be seeing that.
Great.
Within the next 6 months.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do we want to talk about?
Well, I want to introduce George Winship. He's with me, and he is the president of what I call the mothership. So we have like three groups. We got the mothership, we have the home, and we have the cemetery. So.
And this is all under the Northern California Veterans Support Group.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. So we're, you know, not only here for the home, because we're always looking for people to help us with the home and the veterans out there, but also out at the cemetery too. Depends on what you want to do and how you want to help, like you say with the Marine Corps monument and different things like that.
Right. Well, we've been around for since 2009 when we got incorporated, and we were started by Linda Frank and Steve Jorgensen. Linda was on the Board of Supervisors, and Steve Jorgensen was getting the cemetery up and running, and Fred Salanti. And mm-hmm. They started this nonprofit board, and we decided to serve both a home that we didn't have even a glimmer of hope to build yet, and we had the cemetery just starting out. So we brought in Marcus Luttrell from Lone Survivor. And
was that you all did that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We were there that night.
Yeah.
We got a signed book.
Yeah. And then the movie came out, and we raised a ton of money with that one fundraiser, and then we split the funds
at the Civic, if I remember right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Marcus was not a great speaker. I mean, as far as prepared remarks, I mean, he did good. It was his answers to questions mm-hmm. that were just spellbinding.
Yeah.
So, that was a huge success. I did not know that you all had done that.
So we're trying to revive that kind of fundraising mm-hmm. Look. We're talking right now in the formative areas of maybe bringing in a group like the Marine Corps Band or something that we could, really support veterans with and have a group effort and raise some money for both efforts, because both efforts require money.
Yeah, unfortunately, things aren't cheap and free.
Well, let's talk about that. What are some of the things you'd like to achieve?
Well,
if you had fund, I mean, with a good fundraiser.
I'll speak most about the cemetery because that's what I'm most familiar with. Kim Chamberlain, who is my life partner, started the...
And a wonderful person, and I know you're listening. Yes. I love you, Kim. I love you. Linda loves you. Everybody loves you. George, you are blessed.
So in 2008, we got together and started working on the Wreaths for Heroes, the holiday wreath.
Yeah.
And that's now become the official name. We were working in tandem with Wreaths Across America, mm-hmm. but they want to put live wreaths on because they were started by a wreath-making company back east. And those live wreaths are anywhere from $15 to $17 a piece. And we've got over 7,000 people buried out there, plus the people in the columbariums. And we put a wreath, holiday wreath, on every single grave and memorial out there. And so, you know, that's a lot of money. So we got special dispensation to make artificial wreaths that we could store from year after year.
Sure.
And we've got the cost down to about $2 a wreath for the artificial wreaths, and then we put a dollar ribbon on it that makes it look nice. And so on September 16th, I believe it, or December 16th, we're going to put those wreaths out on every grave out
there. And may I say this, for people, everybody can participate in this.
That's right.
Yes.
People do. And I urge people, as we get closer to this, we're going to talk about it more. Right. We have, Linda and I have done this, and it is, it's a special time, and you bring your kids, because there are a lot of kids out there, your grandkids, and then kind of explain to them why we're doing this.
Right.
No, it's a wonderful thing that you all have.
So that's one of the things. But they also buy the little metal brackets where people can put flowers on the columbarium niches.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And those are $60 a piece too.
Okay.
So the cemetery is doing a lot of, the cemetery group is doing a lot of things out there that the state won't or can't pay for. For example, just the landscaping alone. That was raised by, the money for the landscaping or the water for the landscaping was raised by a radiothon effort led by Maurice Johannesson and Kim Chamberlain, and we raised over $300,000 for an endowment fund that will forever pay for water out at the cemetery.
That's right, because, get this, the state will not pay for the water for the cemetery. So I guess it's okay for all the grass to die and all the trees to die, according to the state. Because they didn't budget for it.
Well, it won't happen here because we've got the money to pay for the water.
Yeah. Wow.
But it's still an issue out there at the cemetery because of the chapel.
I didn't want to get into the chapel.
We did just have a caller asking about the chapel, so maybe if we touch on it a little bit.
Okay. Well, okay. I just talked to the Senator Daly's office and Assemblywoman Daly's office. Mm-hmm. They're up on it, what's happening, but it comes down to the fact is getting these people back in there. It's been, what, going on 2 years now?
Yeah, I believe so, close to that.
It's getting up close to two years. The chapel's been shut down because they said it didn't have enough water pressure. So this has morphed into digging another well, putting another pump house in, and then putting the pressure valve on there to be able to put water in the overhead sprinklers, and they have had the chapel torn up. Uh-huh. Yeah. There's been nobody working there. I actually went in there one day after a funeral, and two guys were in there working. Mm-hmm. This was in August, early August, and I said, "This thing going to be finished?" He said, "Yeah, I mean, it's end of August, beginning of September, if they let us stay on the job." So the company is pulling these guys off the job and putting them someplace else. Then they said it wasn't enough money allocated for it. It was over $1 million, okay, to put that water, to fix the water sprinklers. That wasn't enough money. So they had to go back, supposedly, and get more money. The cemetery has nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. It is all from the state, and they're not keeping these people working.
Right.
So that's where we are on the chapel.
The chapel is near and dear to the hearts of both Kim and I because we served on the nonprofit board with Maurice Johannesson when he was raising money to build that chapel.
Yeah, and what makes it bad is any services that are conducted out there, especially in the summertime, where are we? We're outside.
Well, on Commander Gibson. Correct. Up here, his was outside. It was hotter than hell. People bring cases of water out there.
Yeah. Or,
and they could have been sitting inside an air-conditioned chapel.
Yeah.
This thing was built under Senator Johannesson's will, mm-hmm. and he put it all together. It's a beautiful facility. And the somebody in the state said, "Oh, no, the water pressure isn't enough." And 2 years later, going on 2 years,
yeah.
we are still sitting here with the chapel that's not open. So if you want to know what's happening, that's it. Call your senator. Call your assembly person. I'm gonna reach out to LaMalfa too, Congressman LaMalfa. I don't know what he can do, but I mean, come on, this is enough. This is enough. But let's go back to the good part about you all and the things you've done, yeah, okay, for the home, yeah, out there.
So the big thing we're doing right now is just trying to get restarted after shutdown of COVID. For 2 years, some of us weren't able to have meetings. Yeah. We continued to have the umbrella board meetings because we felt we needed to keep going. But we need volunteers to help us with all of these efforts that we do out there to do things for the veterans in the home and also the families of veterans who are, yep, buried at the cemetery.
Now, how do people get a hold of you all, Linda?
Well, they can always call me at 530-221-0101 in regards to the home.
Okay.
And then George?
Well, we do have a post office box, and you're more than welcome to go to to send letters or notes to P.O. Box 990292 in Redding,
mm-hmm,
and that's the Northern California Veterans Support Group. We've got some brochures that we're placing in public areas, like in this radio station here today, seeking volunteers for either of the two subcommittees or the mothership umbrella committee.
There is a phone number on this, 530-605-5329.
That's my number.
Oh, you probably didn't want to give that out.
So no, that's fine. It's on the brochure.
Yeah, and so you can volunteer.
You can volunteer. You can be part of the board. There's just so many different things. Like out at the home, you can help us get ideas to help with the veterans out there. Because, you know, there's times that they need different things that the state can't or won't be able to provide for them to make their lives a little bit more comfortable out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And come Christmas time, you can adopt,
right,
a vet. That's what we're doing this year, by the way. Nobody's going to get presents. We're adopting a vet. And using it out there, everything we would buy for all the kids who have everything is donate something to the veterans home, to one of the veterans out there. And you can think you can do that.
Right.
And they volunteers put up the Christmas tree, they decorate it, all of these. And it doesn't take a million hours to come out there and help.
No.
Linda, are in the works to do some kind of a rec room out there
You know, that's something that we're working towards. That started back with I just lost his name. Kleckner.
Yeah,
John Kleckner.
Thank you.
John Kleckner.
When I first started with the home, we were talking about being able to get a rec room going on the grounds out there because they really don't have anything. When they built the beautiful home, I don't think that's something that they thought about or realized that they would be in need of.
Yeah, it's not something that was in their budget, and the state really just stays away from that. But we put in a putting green out there. We put,
yep,
in a barbecue area.
Fish tanks.
Fish koi ponds.
Oh,
yeah,
koi pond.
Yes.
Well, no, because a koi pond is, I mean, they can walk out to the koi pond, and it's relaxing, and it's cool.
Yeah. So, yeah,
anyway,
we got different things like that.
This is something that, because I know y'all have to run, this is something that you can do. You can help out with our veterans. It supports it. You don't have to be a veteran to have done this at all. It's just helping the people that have got this thing going. They can always use some more help.
Right. And my meetings for the home is the fourth Tuesday of the month at Lulu's at 6 p.m.
There you
go. And everybody's welcome.
And the mothership has meetings every 3 months at the Lulu's. And we start at 4:30, and you're welcome to come to those.
Okay. Well, before the next meetings, give us a call or slide through here, and we'll remind you.
All right. Thank you very much.
No, thank you all very much for everything that you do for our veterans and our community. It's very much appreciated, and you probably don't hear that all the time. So
we do appreciate the thanks, but we also appreciate the help that you give us.
Yes.
Well, if it's anything that we can do, you know that. So, okay.
Thank you again for having us in this morning.
You bet.
Great to be with you, Carl.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, A locally owned, locally operated business. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading is Four Winds Jewelry. They have a watch repairman there that can build watches if he needs to. Batteries changed, jewelry cleaned and repaired, plus a huge selection of just fabulous jewelry ranging from old pawn, Native American, estate sales to brand new pieces. And if you want to design your own piece of jewelry, go down to Four Winds Jewelry and talk to Rebecca and Henry. They'll help you. You know, this is your design. They'll help you with that, and they'll build it for you. So you'll have a one-of-a-kind. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Last days of summer, 20% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-foot box trees, ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, and evergreens. Custom-built cedar planters, 50% off with matching benches. Crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, blueberry plants, and a great selection of citrus trees, 5 gallon to 15 gallon. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the southern end of Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road and Deschutes Road. Sale ends September 22nd. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery. Making Shasta County greener since 1975.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you. From the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio here in the studios. I could, we could just done 3 minutes just listening to that. Hey, welcome back everybody to the show. It is the 20th of September, 7:52 in the morning, and about, gosh, 59 degrees out there. I think we reached a point we can just open windows up at night, turn off all the air, and just enjoy the coolness of the evening. Good morning. Welcome back. As you know, the Fountain Wind Project that came up a couple years ago, they wanted to put, 75 or something like that, wind turbines up in Round Mountain, that area. The people united, Native American organizations came in, said that was sacred ground up there. The people up there didn't want it. The Shasta County Development Board was against it, voted 5-0 against it, went in front of the supervisors, board of supervisors, and it was 4-1 against it. So it was not allowed to be built. Well, then the state, in its usual way of wanting to get into local business and local things because they know better, passed AB 205 that said that it can be approved by the California Energy Commission. And override local organizations. Well, Shasta County, of course, said we don't agree with that. Well, the San Bernardino County Land Services Department, somewhat larger county, sent a letter September 1st to the CEC, executive director, and wrote that the CEC lacks the jurisdiction to consider an application for an energy project that the state, local, regional, or federal agency collectively, acting as a local agency, has denied. It would create absurd results, invite manipulation, and directly conflict with intent and processes of AB 205. The San Bernardino County letter in part states, this is another example of the states reaching down and saying we know more, that we're just taking away your rights. Part of it is the housing, where that, you don't have to leap through the hoops, everybody else does. You can put multifamily housing in a residential neighborhood. You can do all of these things. And even though that the county, the city have planning commissions and they have city plans, and it just overrides what they're saying there. Newsom signed a bill, establish a new certification program through the CEC for eligible non-fossil fuel power plants of 50 megawatts or more. Is uranium considered a fossil fuel? I don't think so. So if you wanted to put a nuclear installation up here in Shasta County, if they ever wanted to. Okay, the supervisors upheld the unanimous decision of the Shasta County Planning Commission. And then now the state got back into it, so what happened? The company reapplied for this. Reapplied and put it through the state. So where's that at, the Fountain Wind Project, guys? Well, the state said, well, they haven't met all the requirements yet to see about the damage to wildlife. And so they're still doing it, or still redoing it. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens. That if they meet the environmental requirements that the state has put out there, and then can the state override the county, the city, the people who all you almost unanimously voted not to have this project. That's going to be interesting. To put this here, overriding everything from Sacramento, they're going to make this decision. Now, I'm not saying this is happening or anything like that, but I'm sure the Fountain Wind Project has lots of money. Lots of money.
You'd imagine.
And I'm not saying that they would use it for this to get to the CEC and to use the power of the purse to help make any decisions. However, we've seen, you know, major unions, the lawyers associations, all of these, have leaned in there a lot of times, not especially on this, but the amount of money seems to have something to do with the way the legislature down in Sacramento works. Just appears that way. Anyway, so I'm going to be following this, and I hope you're following it too, to talk about this, because this was as close as you can get to being unanimous. The only person who voted against it was Modi. He said, well, you know, I'd be turning down jobs. Okay. We're going to, after we break for the news, we're having Shasta County Sheriff's Department on. the officers in charge of their major investigations. A lot of things have been happening. You know, we'll probably get an update on the third floor of the jail and a couple other questions I have on things that are happening in the county. The fact is the as we've heard from numerous people, the impact on that third floor is impacting everybody, not just the county, but, of course, City of Redding, City of Anderson, City of Shasta Lake. And what's it going to take for everybody to get together to find a way of getting that third floor opened? Sorry, Nick, you called too late because we're getting ready to go to a break for the news. We'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. With the open southern border a powerful magnet for illegal immigrants, one Mexican rail operator says it's forced to suspend freight train runs in northern Mexico.
The Ferromex Railway says it has temporarily ordered a halt to 60 trains, which could adversely affect Mexico's commerce. The company said in a statement that in recent days, there have been about a half dozen regrettable cases of injuries or deaths amongst migrants hopping freight cars. The company, part of Grupo Mexico, said some even hopped on moving freight cars with children. Migrants have long used the trains known collectively as the Beast. About a decade ago, the Mexican government briefly staged raids on the trains to discourage the practice, but later largely abandoned that effort. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A new Emerson College poll finds former President Trump's lead in the Republican presidential primary continues to grow. With 59% support, Mr. Trump has a whopping 47-point lead over his closest challenger, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, with 12%. Some California Democrats trying to knock Donald Trump off the state's 2024 ballot are asking the state's attorney general to look into the matter.
The lawmakers claim that former President Trump violated the 14th Amendment, despite the fact that the former president has never been charged as such. Nine Democrats have sent a letter to Attorney General Rob Bonta, who is also a Democrat, in an effort to get the court's opinion about the validity of their claim. Other states have already tossed out attempts to use the 14th Amendment to keep the former president off the ballot. Tasha Stevens reporting.
Testifying on Capitol Hill, Attorney General Merrick Garland appearing before the GOP-led House Judiciary Committee investigating allegations the Justice Department has been politically weaponized under Garland's leadership. Watching Wall Street, the Dow up 163 points and NASDAQ down 18. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Israeli troops have raided the Jenin refugee camp in the northern West Bank. The Palestinians say a number of people were killed, dozens more wounded. Correspondent Charles Deledesma.
Sound from a video with the AP has Palestinian militants clashing with Israeli forces. The bloodshed in Jenin, the latest in a deadly wave of fighting in the West Bank, where the Israeli military has stepped up its activities over the past year and a half to crack down on Palestinian militants. The Israeli army has given few details about the new operation in the camp. Mourners carry the body of Mahmoud al-Sadi, who was killed in the clashes. Israel's leader, Benjamin Netanyahu, is expected on Wednesday to meet with President Joe Biden for the first time since he took office again. I'm Charles Deledesma.
News and analysis at townhall.com. Some California lawmakers want a human to be on board any self-driving truck.
The legislation would require a human to be present in the trucks during the testing period. Proponents of the bill demonstrated outside the state capitol on Tuesday after the legislation's approval in the legislature. They say it's needed as a safety measure. But opponents of the proposal say self-driving vehicles that are already on roads in California are rarely at fault in serious accidents. The Newsom administration has said it could push companies that make self-driving vehicles out of state. Keith Peters reporting.
Thousands of Libyans have lost family members, friends, and neighbors in the devastating floods that engulfed the country's east. Many survivors are still sheltering inside the wrecked city of Derna, awaiting word that their loved ones' bodies have been found. The death toll at least 10,000. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:05 on the 20th of September, and the news reports are always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's here. I chuckle a bit because I can't see Liam's face because of the glare, but I know you're in there smiling and happy and
giddy.
Giddy. Oh, should not have used that word because that one now is stuck in my mind. Picture Liam, giddy.
Yeah, that one.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Good. You got the weather report
today. I do have the weather. We're going to have a high of 88 today, a low of 60 tonight. There's a fire weather watch tonight through Thursday evening.
Whoa.
We're going to start cooling off throughout the rest of the week. Saturday being 79, Sunday being 73, and a chance of showers Sunday night, Monday night, and Tuesday. So, and we'll be in the 70s. So
I think it's fall.
I think fall is here, guys.
That's it. Hey, weather reports are always brought to you by a local organization, local business, family-owned business, Shasta Gas Propane. They give incredibly good service to their customers. They treat them like friends. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got payment plans. It's just, you know, it's just a good organization to do business with. Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Captain Jesse Gunsalls from the Shasta County Sheriff's Department.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. They threw you into this, huh?
They did.
They did.
Happy to be here.
Well, the sheriff's office calls me and tells me who's going to be on. It's usually the sheriff, but others come through, which is really good because then we get to learn different aspects of the sheriff's department. So what you're a captain there, obviously high up. So what is the what do you do over there? I know, but I want you to tell people.
Yeah, so I'm the enforcement division commander for the sheriff's office. My responsibilities are the overseeing of patrol investigations and then our outlying areas we had talked a little bit before, so the Bernie Station is one, and then our contract city, which is the city of Shasta Lake.
Okay. That's a lot of area. How big an area do y'all cover?
So the entire county, all the unincorporated areas of Shasta County.
How big is that?
it's quite a bit. I don't have the exact
thousands of square miles.
Oh yeah, definitely. So at any time, like
we're bigger than Delaware, or we're close to Delaware.
I've never been to Delaware.
It's
so
small. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
you haven't missed anything.
We're a large size county, and we stretch all the way from Platina, you know, on the west side, button up to Trinity County, and then moving back over to the east side. We're all the way up to Lassen County and MacArthur, Fall River. Further out that direction, and then all the way north up to Lakehead and south to Cottonwood.
What's your, what would you say is the area where you get most of your work?
Probably our South County area. So south of Redding, between Tama County and us, is our largest station. Uh-huh. But they also have the responsibility of coverage for the majority of the valley, if you will.
Okay, so. But if you were looking at it, it could even be a smaller area. The one that's most active, is that still the Southern County or up there in, you know, Bernie? Oh, yeah, those guys, it's Friday night, get ready. You
know? Well, it can change from night to night. It just depends on what's going on. But we do stay busy in all areas of the county. It's just some are less populated than others, and they're not as busy with different types of crime.
What's the thing about when we have, like, the police here in Redding or in Anderson, your backup's minutes away. Your backup as a sheriff can be hours away.
It could be. So I worked at our Bernie station for 6.5 years when I was up there, and it's you and one other deputy. And if something happens and your partner has to arrest somebody and transport them down to the jail, then they could be gone an hour and a half. So that backup can be a ways away. We rely on outside agencies as well for some support when they have staffing on. So California Highway Patrol can back us up. Cal Fire, LEOs can back us up.
Fish and Game,
Forest Service.
People don't realize that Fish and Game have got arrest powers. They go through post.
They do.
Yep. Now, the difference probably between a Fish and Game guy is he goes out to a place where everybody's got guns, and they may have been drinking, and you're getting ready to give them a ticket. So I guess you'd and your backup, I guess his backup would be, if something happened, would be a sheriff.
Yeah,
or
they could.
Highway Patrol. Or
absolutely,
something.
Yeah, they can call on us as well.
I had a friend that was a game and fish in New Mexico, and he had all types of real interesting stories about things that happen when you go into an elk camp or a deer camp, and they're coming up there 1 week of the year, and they're just having a hell of a good time. and have them go in there and ask for, may I see that license? May I see this? Oh, let me look. Oh, look. That's not an elk. That's a mule. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. So does it take a special mindset to be like a deputy versus, say, a city policeman?
I don't know if it's a special mindset, but, you know, the focus of somebody that wants to be assigned to a rural area as opposed mm-hmm. to a city, a lot of that involves good communication, not to say that police officers don't have that, but
sure.
You know, like you said, when you're miles away and maybe your backup is an hour away, a lot of the times de-escalation is paramount, and being able to talk to somebody if they're upset about something that had occurred. Generally, people are good people for the most part. If they call us, they're having a bad day most of the time. They need some help with something. Something's been taken from them. Something's occurred. So a lot of that is just training and dealing with the people that call us and being able to de-escalate the situation. So the rural policing is different than the urban style policing.
Do you let things – you think now, this is not condemnation by any part. But because of the rural areas and people are further apart, you probably get to know people maybe even better than you do in the city, especially if you see them on numerous occasions. So I can see where that interaction between an officer and a family could be real important if he sees them a lot of times.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, my experience, for example, being out of the Bernie station, that's a small town. There's only two stoplights. You know, if I had a take
they
home.
They got a second stoplight? Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
If I have my take home vehicle is going to be parked in my driveway.
Uh-huh.
People know my family, know who I am, know where I live, those types of things. So being in a small community when, like I said, when people have a problem or a concern, it's our job to reach out to them and help them out, try to figure out what that problem is, find a resolution, and then provide them the best service that we can. And in a small community like that, it is...
It's not Mayberry, though, is it?
It's not. No,
you know what I'm talking about. You're young. You
right.
know what I'm talking
yeah, yeah,
about.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know.
All right. Andy Griffith.
Okay. Andy Griffith.
It's not in Mayberry, though.
No, it's not. I mean, there's things that happen in the rural county areas, which, you know, we have our marijuana, you know, concerns within the county where people are out growing and whatnot. So there's.
And you're in charge of that, of the, what is it, surf? What's the name of the team? So
two of our teams, which is the marijuana eradication team, the right. MET team, and then CINTIF.
CINTIF, okay. We'll get into that in a little bit. So like in Bernie, you were just saying before I interrupted you, marijuana.
Yeah, well, just in the rural areas itself. Oh, rural areas, yeah. You know, there can be a criminal element, if you will, associated with that, which is what we're seeing more often. People are out illegally growing next to people who are following the laws and, you know, enjoying their property. So that can be dangerous, and that's one of the aspects of, you know, it's not Mayberry, it's things have changed
things
out in the rural areas.
What is it? It ain't Mayberry anymore. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash, right down the street from us on the corner of Market and Eureka Way. This is the place to go to get your car washed or your truck. This is a great deal. First of all, your vehicle comes out sparkly clean. There's somebody on the other end when you come out. A happy person with a clean, fluffy towel that wipes down your vehicle. And I can't say enough about Quick and Clean Car Wash. Plus, they have vacuums there if you need to go in and vacuum out your car or truck. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10, you get 3 free. Only a Quick and Clean Car Wash. We'll be right back.
Wind River Resort and Casino is looking for participants to join us for our first annual Beans and Brew Chili Cook-Off. This event will take place in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Saturday, October 21st. For more information on the Chili Cook-Off, contact Group Sales at 530-339-7412 or email events at windriver.com. Participants must register before Saturday, September 30th to be eligible to participate in the Chili Cook-Off. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
The elders of our community, men and women who've led commendable lives. After working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country. Many find their safety and well-being is at risk. They risk losing their health, independence, and becoming vulnerable to many forms of abuse. The good news is we can all make a difference. Shining Care presents Lunch and Learn, September 25th in Reading and 26th in Anderson. Enjoy a complimentary lunch while you learn from the experts. Hear about and participate in the planning for California's Master Plan for Aging, Long-Term Care Planning. Get education on Medicare fraud through Senior Medicare Patrol. And hear the pros and cons about choosing your Medicare Advantage plan. It's Shining Care in partnership with Disability Action Center, PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, Life on Medicare, Sherry Duff, and PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, HICAP. Free registration is at shiningcare.org/events or call 530-232-5543.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bond. 59 degrees out there on the 20th, 8:19 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. They have it all from small to large. Rent them for a day, rent them for a month, or buy them. Small enough to work in your backyard or large enough to build a house. All of this at NorCal Tractor and Equipment, located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. Give them a call at 530-221-6800. I'm here with Captain Jesse Gunshals from the Shasta County Sheriff's Department. He's in charge of the substations, Shasta Lake, Bernie. He's in charge of major investigations, marijuana eradication. And you all had a big day last week.
Yeah, we had a large-scale operation that occurred last week. It was all week long, so Monday through Friday last week.
Over 18,000 plants.
Yeah, I've got the numbers. We did a media release. So in conjunction with our allied agencies, which included CAL FIRE LEOs for the fire danger aspect, the district attorney's office, and then EPIC, which used to be called CAMP. So it's California Department of Justice Eradication Prevention of Illicit Cannabis. That's the acronym for EPIC. So during that operation, we had 18,446 plants, 1,492 pounds of processed marijuana.
Now, processed, that means it's packaged up and ready to rock.
That means it's trimmed from the plant, dried, and then processed and packaged and ready for delivery.
Ooh.
Six firearms.
What a fundraiser. Think about that. We could open up the third floor of the jail if you just sold some of that stuff off.
Yeah, we're not in the business of selling marijuana.
Well, then maybe we need a public-private partnership going. Okay, no, everybody, we're not going to do that. I'm not going to sell marijuana for the Sheriff's Department. All right, it's just a joke. That is a huge amount.
It's a large amount. That was a large operation, and our team worked really hard with those allied agencies and partners that came up and identified these areas that were the target of the operation. And we served, I believe, 27 search warrants, and overall 42 parcels or properties were contacted.
And it's not just the marijuana you took. You took down weapons. Did you do any arrest?
There was some firearms involved. There was one arrest, and then we had seven criminal complaints that were filed with the DA's office.
Now, these criminal complaints, if I remember reading it right, things like generators out next to brushy areas that could start fires, all of these things that could have had a huge impact on the North State.
Yes. So there was a multitude of – and that was part of the allied agency cooperation where CAL FIRE law enforcement officers came out with us as well. And generators near dry grass and vegetation, prior uncontrolled, if you will, or uncontained burns or burn areas, electrical cords that are running through dry grass. All that's a huge concern for us with the fire danger. And then all the other charges that go along with illegally
I'm sure this is. I'm sure that safety was at the top of their list of these marijuana groves.
Yeah, not normally. We don't see that. They have really no regard for the land or the neighbors
at
around
all.
Them.
That's what I mean. Okay, let's go to the phones. Linda, good morning.
Well, good morning, and first may I say thank you so much for your service.
Thank you, ma'am.
We're seeing, so many, anarchy, if you will, and we really appreciate the conviction of our first responders to help keep order. I mean, we do need that. So thank you for your service. On another note, on a light note, I'm taking this minute. I'm not there this morning, obviously, on the show, but I wanted to take a second to tell everybody about this fabulous event, again, the Reading Roots Revival that's happening this weekend, 32 bands on three stages. We will be giving tickets away, like two sets of wristbands on Thursday and Friday. So be listening in, and I'm doing a kind of a promo for that right now, kind of a weird time to do it. But I just wanted everybody to know that this is a beautiful thing about Reading coming together, where there'll be probably thousands of people downtown attending these events throughout the 2 days. And we're happy to be a sponsorship of the Reading Roots Revival. So listen in tomorrow and on Friday, where you can get these $70 wristbands that are good for both days. Thanks for letting me take this time.
You bet.
Bye.
You know what my life would have been if I hadn't? That's my bride. So, no. And we are going to be giving away those wristbands some Thursday and some Friday. So you're going to have a great time this weekend. Again, going back, I'm with Captain Jesse Gunsalz from the Shasta County Sheriff's Department. We're talking about this big raid they made. You could probably do this every day, couldn't you?
If we had the staffing.
If you had the staffing.
If we had the staffing.
We could do this every day.
There's plenty of work out there for us, absolutely.
Is it, you know, when California legalized marijuana, I thought they, you know, they saw these tax dollars and billions of dollars coming in, but then they put taxes so high, you know, on everybody that was doing it legally, that it became a lot more cost efficient to go back to your old supplier. Am I correct on that, or is that just something I came up with?
Well, yeah, I mean, it is more expensive, if you will, to pay the higher premium if you're going to go and purchase it the, you know, finger quote, legal way. Then again, there's also creates that environment where you can grow and produce and then process that product here and then take it out of state.
That's what I'm thinking. Do you find most of it's leaving the state?
A lot of it does leave. With the quantity that it's coming in, a lot of that would leave the state. And they get higher prices. So the people that are producing the product will then, you know, transport that product to another area where it's not legal to grow outside, which it's not legal here, but it's a harsher penalty in those areas. So, and the climate's not the best either. So, in our area, the climate for growing that plant is very good. Obviously, the plants are very productive. And then they will transport that product to, you know, so let's say the East Coast, and the price will double or triple depending on the market at the time.
One plant, the ones you were taking out, how tall were they?
They can get anywhere from 6 feet to 10 feet.
Okay.
It really depends on the production cycle of how big they are. Sometimes they can be smaller than that. Depends on where we catch them in the process of the actual growth.
Let's just say a 6 foot plant. This is not a fair question, by the way, but you may know it. How much marijuana can they get off of one plant?
On average, they say at least 1 to 2 pounds per plant for the life cycle of the plant. A lot of the production is geared around multiple grows during the season, which is why they would use a greenhouse effect or or an indoor style type of grow instead of just open air. That way they can control the environment that the plant is growing in and then trick it into actually producing and flowering quicker than.
I had the opportunity to fly with the California Highway Patrol on their plane, if you want to call it a plane. It had an engine and wings, but it's not one of your Learjets, trust me. And we were flying over and they were pointing out to me all the greenhouses between here and Humboldt County. And this was years ago, but when it was illegal to grow.
Yeah,
and he said, "Look how perfect their patches are down there. I mean, they were lined up perfectly, and we must have passed over. I'm not exaggerating, 70, 80 of these between here and flying over in what an hour to Humboldt.
I believe it.
Oh no, and that was before it was legal, and they could see it from the air. I mean, it wasn't hard to spot by any means." But it comes down to personnel, if you're going to be serious about it. But I have a feeling that higher-ups aren't real serious about it. Not higher-ups here in the county. Don't misunderstand me. Somewhere along the way with the state, it has become a back-burner issue. Am I wrong?
It depends on.
Don't be afraid to tell me I'm wrong, okay? Other people do all the time, including my producers.
It depends on which side of the aisle you're looking at, I guess, if we get into that discussion. But, you know, mm-hmm. at the same time, we've received a lot of support from the county side in regards to our marijuana operations.
Yeah, the county. And I'm not talking about local because this impacts us. I'm talking about when you get down to the state, and that's not right on their top list.
Yeah, I would agree with that statement.
Okay. I didn't mean to say anything, but this is just you and me talking in right. front of several thousand people.
Right.
We're here with Captain Jesse Gunshals. He's in charge of the Burney Shasta Lake substations. He's in charge of the marijuana eradication. And you've got a couple other jobs we're going to talk about when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by PSA2, Area Agency on Aging, and the program they have, the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. It's a no-cost program if you're in it. And the whole mission behind this is to reduce the number of falls at home for older adults and persons with disabilities. If you're accepted into the program, they're going to come in and put in grab rails, railings, things to make your life safer and easier in your home. To find out more about the program or to apply for it, give them a call at 530-842-1687. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Last days of summer, 20% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-foot box trees, ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, and evergreens. Custom-built cedar planters, 50% off with matching benches. Crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, blueberry plants, and a great selection of citrus trees, 5 gallon to 15 gallon. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the southern end of Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road and Deschutes Road. Sale ends September 22nd. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
This will be played once a show until I get tired. You know, just like the other one. In fact, substitute the one we play at the last break.
We can play it again coming back from the next break.
We can do that. Let's do it. Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, the only ones with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotics system, which means less pain, less invasive surgery, faster recovery times. All this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. I'm here with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office and Captain Jesse Gonzalez, who is charge of the way stations or the sheriff's substations in Bernie and Shasta Lake. Does all the marijuana eradication, and he's got other jobs too. Now, let's talk about you.
Okay.
Are you a homegrown boy, or you come from someplace else?
So I was born in Red Bluff and then moved to Redding in the 90s, so early 90s. Moved up to Redding, Shasta County.
You're not very old, so...
41.
Yeah. So what led you into police work?
So I was always interested in the application of law and how that worked out. So I actually started my career in law enforcement in the jail. So I started working as a correctional officer. That was the title at the time, was correctional officer. Now we've renamed that to correctional deputy. But I started my career in the jail as a correctional officer. I worked in there for a couple years. And during that time, I learned how to interact with people, the application of the law. I would read the probable cause declarations when they would come in.
But you'd already gone through post at that time.
I had not been through post.
Okay, you went through another.
So, yeah, I was hired with no law enforcement experience,
okay.
And I received on-the-job training. So
wow.
The sheriff's, and that's the same way that we have that now with our recruiting. So if you have no law enforcement experience but you're interested in a job in law enforcement, one of the great ways to do that is to apply for a job in the jail. I received that on the job training. Also, Penal Code 832, which is laws of arrest. I would learn that at the same time. And then I moved into, you go and progress through the job itself. And then you would end up, going and qualifying with a firearm, becoming a correctional officer too. It's now correctional deputy too. And then from there, like I said, I really enjoyed learning about that and how the law applied and educating myself. So from there, I took a leave from the county, actually left employment from the sheriff's office, and I was partially sponsored, by the sheriff's office, which means that they assisted me with some gear and mm-hmm. no pay, but, I had a handshake deal with the undersheriff at the time that they would do their best to bring me back after I went to the academy. So I attended Butte College, Police Academy. That was in 2005. Graduated from the academy, came back. I was reinstated as a correctional officer at the time, and the opportunity came for me to go to patrol, which was at the Bernie Station.
Mm-hmm.
So worked in that resident post for 6.5 years, and then I came back down in 2012, back
okay.
to Redding.
Now, it used to be that you would go through post, and you, for your first couple of years in the sheriff's department, you would spend your first 2 years in the jail. Learning
yep.
the in and outs of that, but you'd already be a sworn officer.
Yeah, prior to the correctional officer, correctional deputy program that started in the early 2000s. So I was hired as a correctional officer in the
yeah.
beginning of 2003. Prior to that, the jail was staffed with all sworn academy trained deputy sheriffs, and they had been, you know, through that post academy and then coming in and working the jail until their time had come and they could rotate out.
Yeah, they could rotate out of it. That, to me, seems like a good way of doing it because you get paid more.
You do get paid more. It's a lot more expensive because the pay scale is different.
Yeah. Well, I've always thought that was a good idea, but that's just me. Okay, so then you've worked your way up through the ranks, and now you're captain.
Yeah, that's a short story.
Yeah, it's not easy.
It's been a couple of years, so I've had a couple of different assignments throughout the process. And you know, the one thing I will say about the sheriff's office is every door that I ever knocked on has opened for me. It didn't necessarily open in my timeline, but if I applied myself and I had different things that I was interested in, there's a lot of different collateral assignments that you can do within the sheriff's office. And earlier we were talking about the difference between, you know, a police department versus a sheriff's department. Some of those things at outlying areas are going to have more opportunities for you. For example, boating safety. It's not a thing that I had ever aspired to do, but we have the dive team. We have obviously SWAT. Both of those have our special weapons and tactics teams. Search and rescue is a big one, going out and having the different disciplines for seeking and finding people so that they can come back home safely after they get lost in the wilderness of Shasta County. So,
which happens.
It happens. It happens more often than anything.
You've got a Jeep team. You've got a horse team that go out there and help, and they're all volunteers.
They're all volunteers. Yeah. Our volunteers support our mission with unwavering dedication. Those people come out and help us out quite a bit.
Is there any remuneration for this? Like for gas or anything like this, or is it strictly
volunteer?
Haul their horses 50 miles and
haul their horses, take their Jeeps, bring their motorcycles.
But if it's a big search, I imagine there's a base camp that people are working out of. Maybe not. Maybe it's just different areas. You know, you're going to send the Jeep team here because there's trails or the motorcycles, but the horses would probably be more of a wilderness area where there's not necessarily trails. Am I wrong? Or if I am, just tell me.
No, you're right on target. It just depends. Base camp could be anywhere where the command post is set up, and depending on the duration of the search or how long the search is, that's where we would actually set up and deploy from there.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, look, I'm not looking for excuses why it won't work, but I'd like a generic answer for you and your fellow deputies. How would you feel if Mike Johnson said once every for a week out of each month or 6 weeks, you had to serve at the jail to keep the third floor open, the third level open?
That was the question. How would it's just your opinion, where you'd pull deputies, if I got this right, to pull deputies off patrol and put them into the jail for a week out of each month?
Yeah, that's the tough side of running both, right? So for my duties and my major responsibilities is to staff the enforcement division, which is the patrol side. So if I, for example, the South County station, there's let's say 20 deputies that are assigned to that for 24-hour coverage to respond to any sort of call for service that comes up, emergency call, theft-related call, etc. If I take those deputies off of the street and put them back into the jail, then that's the difficult side of not having that appropriate response for our citizens that are out in the county.
But how would you feel about it?
I think that it would endanger our citizens on the street to the point where I could not send deputies to them and when they have a time of need.
Did I understand you to say that there's 20 deputies in the South County?
Correct.
It seems like you could give a couple up. Anyway, thank you, and have a good day.
Well, that's...
So that includes sergeants, and that also includes deputies, and that's four different shifts, 24 hours a day. There's not 20 on a Thursday.
Yeah.
So there's plenty...
there's like five on.
Different areas. At the most, there could be five on. Generally, there's four to three and one supervisor for the largest station that we cover.
The supervisor can roll, too. Well,
correct. They respond. So our sergeants are working sergeants.
I imagine you do that, too, every so often.
I have known that, and yes, I do.
Okay, Author?
Hey, how's it going this morning?
Good morning.
Morning. I had a question, not about the jail, but about the fentanyl epidemic that's going on. Locally, in the healthcare world, we're seeing that Trank come into the community. We're having to give multiple rounds of Narcan, and it's not working, and we're losing people. So have you, in your experience, have you been seeing that out in the field as well?
Yeah, there's many different derivatives of fentanyl that are making their way nationwide and Shasta County. So fentanyl is a huge concern, and that's a portion of our Shasta Interagency Narcotics Task Force. That's one of their missions that we're focusing on, is identifying fentanyl and the repercussions that come from it entering our community.
You know, Arthur, you sound like you're in the, you're helping in the medical profession there. This new where they're mixing it with a horse tranquilizer, the fentanyl. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I use a horse tranquilizer. We used to just be able to get it from, you know, get it from the vet. I think at one time you could probably buy it. No, I don't know if you could ever buy it off the shelf. But what they're doing is mixing it with this horse tranquilizer, and it's actually, you know, it's eating their bodies. Is that true? People that use it?
Well, yeah, it's true. I've been talking to a lot of doctors, and it causes vasoconstriction of your blood vessels and a lot of other things. So when people inject the stuff or they smoke it or whatever, it causes a lot of vasoconstriction, and your blood flow is not really good to those areas when you cut off blood supply. So you start getting sores and boils and all sorts of horrible things. But the bad part of this stuff is what they're doing is, back in the day, people will say, oh, I'll try anything once. You know, I'll smoke some weed. But what we're seeing is that if people are lacing weed with this new fentanyl, and people are just dying. So you might not be the one that laced the weed, but your buddy, or you think it's your buddy, laced some weed and thought it was funny to get you really high, and you just end up dead. And the same thing with party drugs or even Oxycontin. These folks are lacing pills, party pills, marijuana, even spiking people's drink with this stuff. And you know, we can give what used to be like we would give one round of Narcan or maybe two to get you out of your heroin overdose. But now we're giving like 4, 5, 6, up to 8 rounds of Narcan, and it's just not working. And people are just dying.
Well, Arthur, I can just tell you the captain's here nodding his head. He's agreeing with you on this. It's a horrible epidemic we're facing right now. You know what? We're going to do a whole show on fentanyl. And we'll bring in some health professionals. I hope you call in. We'll bring in some law enforcement. Let's just talk about it. It's bad. We just had that 13-year-old boy several years ago was given a pure fentanyl pill by this 19-year-old, and who was just sentenced to 7 years in jail. The DA went after him for murder at first, and I think they dropped it to some kind of manslaughter thing, but he's in jail for 7 years, and you know, we need to do that more. Hey, thank you so much for your call.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Okay, we got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. That pretty much, you know, puts you right to where they are. It's a great place. It's the only place I've had my hair cut since I lived in Redding. It's a veteran-owned business. They work by appointments. Even though you can drop by there, and if they've got an open spot, they'll get you in there. But if you give them a call at 530-244-9478, you set up a time that works for you. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
What's more disappointing than wanting a fresh cup of coffee and ending up purchasing the bottom of the pot? At Kent's Weekly Groceries, they've solved that problem with their new Bean to Cup freshly brewed coffee. Hot or cold, any time of the day. It's freshly ground and brewed on demand to your preference. Just one of the many specialty items available every day at Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli, where you'll find USDA choice meats, fresh produce, snack sticks, sandwiches, salads, side dishes, and so much more every day of the week. Served up with old-fashioned friendly service second to none. At Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The elders of our community, men and women who've led commendable lives. After working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country, many find their safety and well-being is at risk. They risk losing their health, independence, and becoming vulnerable to many forms of abuse. The good news is we can all make a difference. Shiny Care presents Lunch and Learn, September 25th in Reading and 26th in Anderson. Enjoy a complimentary lunch while you learn from the experts. Hear about and participate in the planning for California's Master Plan for Aging, Long-Term Care Planning. Get education on Medicare fraud through Senior Medicare Patrol. And hear the pros and cons about choosing your Medicare Advantage plan. It's Shining Care in partnership with Disability Action Center, PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, Life on Medicare, Sherry Duff, and PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, HICAP. Free registration is at shiningcare.org/events or call 530-232-5543.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hey NorCal, Preston Sharp here. I believe we should honor veterans every day, and I've honored veterans in all 50 states, but I'm not done. I want to honor veterans in Normandy next year on the 80th anniversary of D-Day, but I need your help. I'm having a fundraising dinner September 30th at the Anderson VFW. I'm hoping to sell tickets and gather raffle prizes. If you can help, please go to PrestonSharp.net. I hope to see you there. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6. There will be gun giveaways, live auction, and games. That's PrestonSharp.net or call 530-515-3825.
Okay, you got me going. This ought to be the first bump music we play in the morning.
So. I think so.
Okay, so this will be the first bump music.
The first 25 or the first 15?
First 15.
First 15, cool.
When we do that first break, this is the one we're going to have
Sweet.
To play because it gets me going. Hey, welcome back to the show in our last segment here, Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's the 20th of September, 8:50 in the morning. Today is going to be a high near 88 with a low at 59. The rest of the week is going to be beautiful. And next week, starting Sunday night, we're going to have maybe a chance of showers. My guest today is Captain Jesse Gunsalls, who is in the Shasta County Sheriff's Department, who is in charge of the substations in Burney and Shasta Lake, also in charge of the marijuana eradication program. Last week they took down a huge, huge amount, over 18,000 plants and over 1,000 pounds of processed firearms, all types of things. We've been talking about the jail and how he started as a, back then it was a correctional officer, they're now correctional deputies, and that's where he started and then went to post and went on. We had some phone calls about the dangers of fentanyl from and how people are adding fentanyl to everything. And Jesse was telling me during the break, it's very difficult to figure out why somebody would add something that's going to kill you to your Wheaties in the morning. I mean, essentially, that's what it is. And my answer to that was druggies are not normal people. They're looking for that bigger, longer high.
It's extremely unwise, and, you know, addiction is a horrible thing. I mean, that, like you said, what's the motivation? It could be that. It could be somebody looking for an escape. I mean, there's a lot of different
things
for a reasonable person that could understand why this is a bad idea. But, you know, that's what we were talking about with, you know, what would possess you to ingest horse tranquilizer? I mean, I'm a large individual, but a horse is several hundred pounds. And more.
Try 1,000 pounds
right,
there.
Yeah, I don't know why.
And
you would.
We measure it very carefully
right.
If we're working with a horse. But obviously they found that, oh, yeah, we can use this, and it's a longer, better high, which now, though, if you're using it, it causes amputations. Your flesh drops off. There's zombies walking around. You're also in charge of the canine.
Yeah, I oversee our canine program.
The state of California introduced a bill so that you couldn't use canines in arresting people.
Yeah, just and recently they put out an assembly bill that was aimed at basically eliminating canines from going and using them as a tool to apprehend people.
A non-lethal tool.
Correct.
Let's make that real clear.
Correct.
Non-lethal tool.
You know, and that's another good point about the canines is that is the only use of force option that you can deploy and then recall. So unless you're, you can't deploy a taser and then midstream halfway down before the probes contact the individual decide that you don't want that application of force to continue. The canines are highly trained and highly disciplined to the point where midway out on a deployment, if the suspect individual surrenders from that, you can recall that use of force option and the dog will return back to you.
Now, the other thing I see, especially in sheriff's departments, you're all out there by yourselves. Having a canine backup is
yeah,
a big thing.
You know, I had a dog myself, so I worked with my canine partner, Chase, for 7 years, and I felt extremely safe when he was with me because I knew that at any point in time I could utilize him to keep myself and my partner safe. So they are a huge tool for officer safety, and they're a huge tool to keep our community safe as well.
Can you always use more?
I could always use more.
Would it be something to say that every one of my officers has a canine? Would that be cost efficient? Not cost efficient, but would that be safety efficient for both those who are being arrested and the officers?
Absolutely. You know, but having that program is very expensive when you look at it.
How much is it for a dog that's trained?
Depending on where you get the animal from and which vendor you get them from, by the time they're all said and done, you're anywhere from $15,000 to $20,000 invested in the animal and the training to have them actually deployed and on patrol.
At the rodeo this year, they brought out canines. I don't know if you saw that or not.
I did not.
That was interesting. And you see every so often, I guess you can, during law enforcement days, you can volunteer. I get, they don't take everybody to put on the suit and run around and let the dog jump on you. Have you ever done that?
Yeah, I actually started my career in the canine side that as an agitator, so the person wearing the suit. I did that for several years prior to becoming a canine handler.
Well, after you did that, did the dog look at you different?
Not at all.
Okay. I'm just wondering.
So putting the suit on is like you become a big toy, a big chew toy for the dog. So it's all positive reinforcement-based training.
Sure.
So when the dog would go out and apprehend the person in the suit, they're doing that because the handler instructed them to do that. They would send them out, give them that command. The dog would then apprehend the handler or the agitator in the suit, and then they would recall the dog back to the handler.
I know there's cases after they find out that when they get the dog, they're not aggressive enough. They're just – that's just not in their makeup. They've gone through their training.
Well, we don't look for dogs with aggression. We look for dogs that have courage, dogs that are fearless, and we actually train them to win every time. So when the dog goes out and they are deployed, then the dog is not scared of what may occur downrange, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as aggression goes, we're not looking for an animal that is aggressive in any way.
Okay. It's a fearless, bold dog that's going to respond.
Highly controlled, yes, and trainable.
I just find, yeah, you know, I find it fascinating when I see when you send the dog in, or you say you're going. Have you ever been in a situation where you say you just open the window and the dog and they see the dog and that solves a lot of problems?
Absolutely. Having the dog there barking or just visually, there's the majority of the time that our canines are brought out, and just by them being there has resolved that situation safely, both for the suspect and for us. So just having them there as a deterrent is very, very valuable for us. And I don't know how many times I couldn't count that if my dog was barking in the background that people thought twice about, you know, trying to hurt me or hurt my partners.
I
know it happened.
I do ride-alongs. We can always tell who the canine officer is because there's the barking in the background. Do you get used to that?
Yeah, your ears start to go and you don't hear everything as much as you normally would, but they're excited. They're ready to go to work.
Okay, you got a couple minutes left. Jesse, what do you tell people that may be interested in law enforcement about becoming a sheriff's deputy?
Come down and talk to us. Set up an appointment. Apply. Like I said, I started my career in the jail as a correctional officer. It's now the classification, like we said, correctional deputy. So if you go online, look up Shasta County, it's a continuous flyer for those applications. There's other jobs as well. We're hiring for public safety service officer in the jail, which is a non-contact position. They're not going to have the physical interaction with inmates within the facility. But if you're interested, you can start there. You can start as a correctional deputy position and learn like I did. And yeah. Then from there, you can progress your law enforcement career or make a career out of working inside the jail as well.
They're still paying bonuses?
They are still paying hiring bonuses. So if you're have no experience and you're applying, it's a $5,000 bonus. If you have a lateral, that somebody that's fully trained somewhere else as a correctional officer or correctional deputy, and they want to come and work in the jail, there's a $15,000 signing bonus.
You all want the floor open just as bad as everybody else. You live in our community. What's it going to take?
It's going to take staffing. And right now we're down 22 positions
in the jail.
22 positions. so we need staffing. We need people that want to come to work for us. We need people that are interested in law enforcement. Like I said, it's a great career. It's a great way to learn. That's where I got started. And as soon as we can get it open, we will get it open. Problem is we don't have enough people to safely run it right now, which is why it was that third floor was shut down.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for being with us. It was a pleasure meeting you.
And, I appreciate it.
Hearing your what you do for our county. We so much appreciate it, all of y'all.
Thank you.
Hey, tomorrow, Gateway School Board, Gateway United School Board candidate will be with us. Who else? We've got a couple other surprises going on. Tomorrow on Thursday, and of course, Trish Clark will join.